Hi guys, this is a live Q&A regarding chakra removal, alien implant removal. Any questions, anything you want to ask? Just waiting for people to come on now. It's been a few weeks since I did the last one. They were really, really successful. They actually went on for a couple of hours in the end. I'm just for those of you that will be watching this on the replay, I've got two people in already. Hi guys, Claire. Hi Claire, how you doing? So for people that are watching the replays on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, this is just work that I'm involved with in terms of the Sovereign Human Matrix, which basically involves removing etheric overlays, removing alien implants, grids, holographic themes. The chakras also, the chakras being an artificial overlay, which for those of you who have seen my work will know are act as plugs. So interdimensionals and entities can lock in and feed on our low vibrational energy. Not even low vibrational, sexual energy, anything they can get basically. So we got five people in the group so far, so I really, guys, this is only as successful as you guys make it. So what I need from you, six people in the group now, what I need from you guys is questions. Seven people. Hello, everyone. Who else is here? Let me know. Let me know anything you want me to try and answer surrounding this work. Please chime in. So we've got a few people. So Claire, how are you integrating since the session? Hopefully she'll come back. I'm not sure if this message feed is working properly. I'm on my phone. I normally do it on the laptop, but the laptop was going really slow earlier. So I'm not seeing any kind of messages or questions so far. No pressure, guys. I'm just going to take a sip of tea. Why you think what you're going to ask? Maybe I haven't pressed something and I need to press live chat. Let me have a look. Ah, here we go. Claire, yeah, I'm doing good, fasting hard and doing work with my partner. Yeah, I heard about your water fast actually, and it's quite funny because hang on. It's quite funny because Stacey or Anastasia is also doing a water fast tonight, and you've inspired her. So thanks to you, Claire, she's now starving hungry in the other room. So got a lot to say thanks for there. And yeah, I hope the work you're doing with her is really helping. For those of you that don't know, my partner, she does emotional healing, she does inner child work, and very, very powerful work, very transformative. I actually had a session with her myself yesterday, and yeah, it went really, really deep into the subconscious and drew out a lot of stuff that I didn't even remember. So if anyone's looking to heal any emotions, traumas, childhood wounds, she's your girl for sure. Claire Ford, she's amazing. I have her to oh I have to keep pressing something to see the questions. She's amazing. I have to thank her too. Yeah, she is. She's very good at what she does. She's very heart-based, and she holds strong space for people. So, which is what you need when you're doing that kind of work. Who else have we got here? Hi, Janine. How are you? Aloha, aloha. Isn't that that's Hawaiian? That's not Dutch. What's Dutch for hello? I don't know. I don't know what Dutch for hello is. How are you doing, Janine? Guys, if you've got any questions, we've got seven people. Sam, hi, mate. You're in here as well. Any questions surrounding this work? Any questions in relation to what to expect before, what to expect during, what to expect after these overlay chakras and implants have been removed? What we're finding, the floor is open, guys. I've made myself available for you guys, and it's a pleasure for me to do that. And I'm happy to answer anything that is on your mind. Okay, so Janine says, what do you feel when you. Aha, okay. Hello in Dutch is hello. I think I can remember that one. I think I'll be able to remember that. So, Janine says, what do you feel when you remove the chakra and overlays? So, it's a good question, Janine. People feel it in different ways. Some people will be bouncing off the walls. People like Sam, who's in the group, who's in the chat right now. It kind of can give you a new lease of life, because basically all the interference and all the energy vampires, the drainers, these interdimensionals and entities that lock in and feed on us, are basically toast. So you a lot of people get a big surge of energy, a lot more clarity. I'd say that what it does is it connects you to your higher self, and you're able to make better decisions going forward. I know Claire, I'm sure she won't mind me mentioning this. She's made some very, very good high-level choices since the removal. It can be quite destructive, not in a bad way. So things that you may have procrastinated on for years, months, years beforehand, I don't know, like changing diet, giving up smoking, not exercising enough. What tends to happen that I've noticed with people is that suddenly there's a clarity, and they're able to completely give these things up, like quite very soon. And I'm sure Sam won't mind me saying either. He had he had he liked a bit of a smoke, and he gave that up. I hope that's still going okay. So it's very transformative. So you say you remove them yourself. Yeah, I mean, the thing with this work, Janine, is and it does make me laugh, is that it's the whole body of work. The chakra removal is like 0.00001% of everything that gets removed. It's three going on four books of overlays, holographic themes, grids, multidimensional body activations, diamond body activations, removal of nanotech, removal of AI, removal of psychic attacks, any black magic, voodoo, going into traumas from perhaps childhood, removing that from the neural pathways and the DNA. It's just such an expansive body of work. So it's the chakra removal, it's just so tiny. So it is possible that people can remove chakras. That is possible, and like you say, you've done it yourself. What I would say is, though, that all of this stuff is AI. And AI is very meticulous in how it does things. So there are backup systems, and there are fail safes. And what we've discovered is that when someone removes the chakras alone and nothing else, it sets off like an alarm in the fourth dimension. Because the fourth dimension are see what's manifesting here now is all this surveillance with CCTV and facial recognition, and they're watching everything that we do. Now this has already been going on in 4D for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Now what happens is when a person just removes their chakras and they don't do in all the other overlays and the AI around it, it can set off an alarm in 4D, which can make the person more targeted. And I mean, you're saying there that you feel drained. We have to be aware that there's many ways in which they can try and hijack us. And I guess that's what's different between the body of work that I'm involved in and other stuff out there. That's not to say that other stuff out there is not good also, but what the difference with this body of work is that we're really recognizing the holographic reality. We're recognizing that basically humans are infused with AI. It's in our biological makeup. So rather than just entity attachment or anything like that, we're actually dealing with AI and alien technology, heavy clunky stuff that is basically hijacking the human body. And along with that we take out a lot of this surveillance, this control, subordination. So it is a little bit different in that. So what I would urge people is, okay, I've said this before, by all means, you can remove your chakras, but just be really careful. And really, you're only removing 0.0001% of all the other overlays and manipulations that needs to come off. So that's what I would say about that. So what else have we got here? I haven't drank the, Claire says, I haven't drank the crystal water, and obviously can't take the COQ10 every day. And I've also slipped at wearing tourmaline, massive foul. What should I do now? A dry won't allow the selenite water. Okay, so it's no biggie if you've not started the crystal water. For those of you that don't know what this is that there is a way to stop the nanotech, which comes through the chemtrails, the washing up powder, the washing up liquid. Nanotech being microscopic robots that can monitor our level of consciousness, and it has GPS tracker in it. So basically, humans are most people have got nanotech within them, but there is a way you drink selenite water. Basically, you buy a shard of selenite and you put it in water overnight, and you drink the water in the morning for 30 days. And that crystallizes the water, crystallizes the body, so the nanotech cannot come back in. So it's a really, really good way of stopping this. But Claire, it's no big deal if you've not started yet. Just start when you can. As long as you do it, it's not really a problem, and it's not a massive fail either. You are. In your journey, you've done more than 99% of the population so far, so you should be proud of yourself. I mean, wearing tourmaline, yeah, it helps. It's you just next time, just try and remember. And I would always encourage, wearing that maybe at bedtime, and it just helps protection. And kyanite is a good one to have by the bedside. That helps protect against energies during the night. In what order do we have to remove the chakras? It's not the chakras that are in order. The chakras are very straightforward. They're actually very easy to do. It's all the other AI and the fail safes, the backups, the detonators around the chakras. It's the subordination, it's the surveillance that needs to come off as well as the chakras. So it's not so much the order of the chakras. The chakras can be taken off pretty simply. It's all the other stuff. There's like three or four three there's going to be three, probably soon to be four books worth of hijacking and all of this stuff that needs to come off. So in order to do it safely, we really need to go a bit deeper than just removing the chakras for your own protection, really, because like I said, there is surveillance, and when someone comes out of that, net, if you like, then 4D goes, hang on a minute, Joe Bloggs down there has just removed his chakras. Right, let's hit him even harder than we did before. So that's the kind of thing that's going on. And 4D, interestingly enough, is split up into different departments. So you have, see, I've explained this before, perhaps, that humans, they're not just being siphoned by one distorted consciousness. It's many distorted consciousnesses. So there's many types of entities. There's many types of interdimensionals. There's many types of you've got AI, you've got aliens, you've got vril, you've got the demonic realm, you've got the satanic realm, you've got the Luciferian realm. all these different types of energies are all siphoning human energy. What happens is that when you just remove something on its own, it alerts all these different departments in 4D, and then that's where they plan their next attacks. It's literally 4D is a manifestation of 3D. It's just there is no time or space there. It's just it's non-physical, obviously. So I hope that answers the question. So Claire Ford, a dry fast. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I haven't done a fast for a few years, actually. I actually did urine therapy as well at one point, which was interesting. That's something else to look into. See, we don't have any taboos on this channel. We talk about everything, and that's why I love you guys, is because you've got completely open minds, but you're not silly either. You've got discernment, which is good. But yeah, fasting is great, and yeah, I'm ducking out of this one with Anastasia. I'm just being like a silent support. I was gonna eat tonight, but I decided not to support her because I'm such a fantastic boyfriend, as I'm sure she would agree. I do say that tongue in cheek, of course. Janine, maybe that's why all the things with low energy coming up now. I feel this is good and feel happy with it because it gives me the opportunity to see what else doesn't serve me. Yeah, I mean, if you're feeling good from it, great. Just keep monitoring yourself, and see how you go. But just be aware that there's a lot more. There's two or three books full of overlays. The chakras is just one of them, so just be aware of that. But see how it settles and process. We have to give these times sometimes. I am what's not sure what you mean by that. Claire, I have Kynet next to my bo bed and the boys' cots. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that will another good one to have by the bedside is turquoise. Turquoise protects against digital interference. Actually, this is interesting. This is the new stuff that I've found. We actually have a lot of digital stuff on us. We have neural nets. We have conscious interface, which gets pulled off. There's also they have abilities to clone us as well. We're removing cloning de devices as well. So they're using this in 4D to clone us. So what we're finding here is so deep and multifaceted. It's actually mind-blowing. In one hand, I wouldn't use the word scary, but it's like, seeing this because it's all in films. I mean, if any of you guys have watched Black Mirror, I highly recommend that series, Black Mirror. If you want to know what's going to go on in the future, watch Black Mirror. There's about four seasons, and it really ties in with what we're finding integrated in human biological makeup. Very, very interesting that series. What about Ormus gold drinking and stop nano and washing powder and stuff? Yeah, actually, no, the return of Ormus is also something that comes in with the session as well. Ormus, I took that for a while. That's pretty good. Be careful not to take too much of that. But yeah, Ormus is something else that's been hidden from us, which is beneficial. Claire, the boys are doing amazingly well, by the way, sleeping very well since their removal. That's great. That's great. I think kids have it a little bit easier because they don't go through because they haven't got a lifetime full of traumas and all the stuff that we have to go through as adults. When I do removals, when I do the sessions on kids, they integrate this work very well because they don't have the purging. They're very much more pure than adults, unfortunately. I'm not saying you're not pure, Claire, but you know what? You catch my drift. So you know, kids are great for these sessions. You know, they integrate very, very well, and it's a great start to give the kids, you know, free of alien implants and overlays and interferences, especially with your boys, you know, because they're you know, the non-human souls, they're special. They hopefully they're going to have a big purpose, and this is really going to propel them onto what they came here to do, I guess. So that's good to hear. Janine, do you have to be aware of AI, of all the other things you remove to let it all go? Because awareness of everything makes you stronger. Can you give me an insight in this? So the thing with this, Janine, the thing that makes this modality different, and I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, I'm the only one that can do it, or, you know, it's not like that. We all have these abilities. We all have psychic abilities. We all have the ability to remove stuff. The difference with this is that I've been training for 2 years, and it's a meticulous order in which it needs to be taken off. So if you imagine your computer has a backup system, it has a fail-safe, and it has kind of firewall. It has all these different things that kick in if something goes wrong. Or so if you imagine that humans are basically walking computers, so if you remove one thing without any experience of removing everything, and we're talking, like I say, 3 or 4 books. I don't know if I've sent you the information, Janine, but maybe you can contact me if I haven't, and I'll send you all the other overlays and the AI stuff that gets removed. So if you imagine that we're computers, if you want to, I don't know, if you want to restart your computer from scratch, you don't just and you want to remove all the programs, you don't just press the reset button, because when you turn it on again, it's all a lot of it's all going to be there. So you need to go through it all and remove it meticulously. So, you know, I've been training for 2 years to be able to do all of this, and it's embodying the frequencies as well to be able to do it, because what we're dealing with is high level frequencies that's actually removing this. I'm just a conduit for these frequencies. But what I've had to do to be able to do that, and I'm not sitting here saying that I'm special or anything, it's just I knew that I wanted to be able to do this, and I had to go through, I mean, 7 or 8 months worth of emotional inner child work to put back my subconscious. I had to do meditation retreats. And you know, I've said this before, I basically live like Jesus. I don't drink, I don't do any drugs. My diet's very clean, because I have to keep a high frequency, and it's more than just at the moment anyway. I mean, futuristically, who knows? It may just be a case of passing these frequencies on, but at the moment, the reality is still quite dense. And people, if they want to train in this, they need to do the boot camp involved. So it's not as easy as just someone could just pull it off. A, because it's there's like 3 or 4 books worth, and you know, it takes training to do that. It's like if you're going to learn how to drive a car, you can't just sit in a car and just drive away. You need to have lessons. You need to learn how to the functions of the car. You need to learn the control panel before you're able to do it. So what I'm saying is, it's not like people can't do it. It's just it takes a little bit more than, you know, just a Reiki attunement and able to remove this stuff. If you see what I mean with that. So I hope that gives you the answers. So basically, to answer your question, it's more than awareness with this. It's actually either you getting to the point where you embody the frequencies to remove it, or you know, using a conduit like myself or Abby who also does this until we train more people. So at the moment with the way things are, that's how it is at the moment, but things are always shifting. So Sam, Claire Ford, you're a warrior. Yes, she is. You both are. You know what I love about this is when you guys sat in front of me, both not in your power, but both you knew you had things to change, and you knew you wanted to walk a higher path. And what I've seen in the short term is just amazing progress in a very short space of time. I mean, when I look at what Claire's done, I hope you don't mind me talking, Claire, but I know you've given up smoking, you've changed your diet, you're doing the emotional work. And Sam, same with you. I mean, you're a bundle of energy. No wonder they tried to keep you back. And you're both gonna be really, really, as you move forward, you're both gonna really become more and more powerful. And it's so great for myself and obviously Anastasia working with you, Claire, to seeing these shifts already in you guys. So Sam, I don't bother with Kyanite. I enjoy their antics. Yeah, I kind of do as well, mate. It's funny what they get up to. Kevin, any recommendations on natural cleanses? I was going to do the 24-hour no food or water cleanse. Any others? That's not my forte. I'm not the best on, there's other people out there that can give probably better recommendations than me on detoxes and cleanse. For me, I mean, I just think the 24-hour water ones are great. What I read, I forget, there's a book called, oh, I forget what it's called now. But anyway, they say that in this book, they say if you can fast for 24 hours a day every week, then you're going to reach a high optimum standard of health rather. So maybe a 24-hour fast is good. There's so many out there, Kev. There's so many out there. It really depends on where you are as well. I mean, for beginners, I always suggest doing a juice fast, 3-day juice fast, because that's nice because you feel like you're still eating in a way. But then you've got the hardcores that do 30-day water cleanses and all that stuff. So it really depends on how deep. From my understanding, the longer you cleanse for, the deeper. The cellular cleanses. So the longer you can do it for, the deeper that it goes into the cell. So the longer the better. But obviously, if you're just starting, then it's okay to just start with the 24 hour. But like I say, there's plenty more people on YouTube that know more about cleanses than me. So Nina, fly on the wall as always. Hi, Nina. Fly on the wall. Always welcome. You're always welcome on the wall, Nina. You know that. So, snake diet. No idea what that is. No idea at all. Sounds scary. Janine, where do I send email address? Okay, so Janine, probably best on. If you send it to my Gmail, because there's all kinds of antics going on with my other email right now. It's really weird. For the last few weeks, my emails have not been getting through to people, and people have saying they've sent me emails and I've not received them. So if you use my Gmail, tells you're on the right path, I guess. So it's tonysayers79@gmail.com. And yeah, I'd be honoured to work on your son. Of course, I would. So it's tonysayers79@gmail.com. Just pop me an email, and we will get that sorted. We are multi-body on different planes and stuff. So how will this affect us on a more spiritual level? Because there are so many levels to us. Yeah, we are multi-dimensional, but the hijacking is on 4D. It's in 4D. That's where the majority of the hijacking is, where AI exist, because they're low vibrational energies that we're talking about. Even AI, I mean, I was talking about Black Mirror. I mean, if you watch that series, it's pretty frightening what's in the pipeline. But that kind of stuff cannot exist in a higher vibrational frequency. It's not going to happen. And this is the game. This is still the game, is to raise the vibration of the planet, because all these low vibrational entities, energies, they cannot survive. This is why there's so much. They're talking about 5G, and the world is so radiated, because what's radiation? It's a low vibrational frequency. They want this world radiated, because all these entities and interdimensionals can come in and out of it. Whereas we raise the frequency of the planet, and I don't know if you guys have seen the Schumann resonance lately. Basically, it monitors a morphogenic field of the planet, and it's through the roof. It's so encouraging. It's so encouraging to see, because it means that the vibration of the planet is increased. The frequency is raising, guys. So it's amazing to see. And so yeah, to answer your question, yeah, we are multidimensional, but what's happening is all these interference and overlays and grids and alien tech is keeping us locked down into 3D. It's keeping us it's keeping us matter. Humans, in their natural essence, are not even physical. We were form beings. You know, if you go back, you know, like eons ago, it's just we descended. We got tricked with by false white light beings. We got deceived, and we're seeing that now in the New Age movement. It's history repeating itself. We were deceived, and we were sold technology, and what happened is we got greedy. We got greedy with technology, and look at what's happening today. Trying to get someone to look up from their phone is a mission. You go to these restaurants, and couples are sitting there tapping their phones. We're obsessed with technology. So there is a fork in the road, where there is half of us that are not even half of us. There's a small sector of humanity that are understanding this, and understanding that technology really is posing the biggest threat to human beings. And actually, I just wrote a book about this, which is on Amazon. If you just type in my name, Tony Sayers, Artificial Intelligence, I write in there about the threat of technology on humans, and obviously that ties in with transhumanism, where robots want to infiltrate, or AI wants to infiltrate the human body. And we're seeing this drip drip fed with, first of all, microchips in pets, and then we had the hands free in the ears, and obviously they want to take. We've got nanotech in the body already, which people aren't aware of, actually. But you know, it's stepping up, and obviously the end game is the microchip in the hand or whatever, where they completely control what we spend. They can see where we spend it. They can monitor wherever you are, so we become completely enslaved, and that's their end game. But you know, it's us people, the tiny few, that are going to be the spanner in the works, because what we're doing, just by you guys healing yourselves, and doing this work, and you know, discerning, and you know, trying to up your game, you're in effect helping to raise the frequency of others around you. Very interesting what happened. I tell you this story. I worked on someone in the Netherlands, and he felt the effects the next day, and he had a high-pitched ringing in his ear. And high-pitched ringing means a raise in frequency. The low hum means AI. So if ever you get a low hum, it means some kind of AI interference. But the high pitch is a raise in frequency. And he said he went to the dentist, and he went to the dentist, and he had this high-pitched ringing in his ear all day. I had it for 2 days when I first had this work done. And so he's sitting in the dentist. The dentist is quite open-minded, and he's telling the dentist that he had this session with me and blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, the dentist does his work, sends this guy home. And anyway, the next day he messages my friend, or the guy who had a session with me, and he's like, "You're never going to guess what. After you left, I started getting a high frequency pitch ring in my ear." And when you think about that, that's astounding, because what effectively happened was there was a vibrational raise in his frequency. He went off to the dentist, and there was something new about his energy, which that there was an increase in vibration for him, which then affected his dentist. And this is the game. So this is what's so interesting about it. That's so funny, Sam, because I go to bit listening to him too. Hang on, what's this? I'm missing stuff here. Snake that. Oh, my partner's chiming in now, even though she's in the other room. Snake diet is hey fatty guy. He's good but a little mean. Yeah, I've been hearing that all day. Hey fatty. thanks for that, Claire. I've got that in my ear roll every day now. Yeah, hey fatty. I slept listening to his stuff. I need to get involved with that. I'm obviously I'm not up to speed with all that. Inner therapist is getting a little bit annoyed. Janine, do you ask the higher self of the person to agree with the removals, and do this on, oops, do this on multiple levels through all time, space, reality, and dimensions? Okay, so the sessions themselves are really interesting, because yeah, I guess I don't even ask in the sessions. The higher self of the person is interacting with me. What happens in it's getting really interesting now, because I'm having I get it works in three ways. So I get little I get messages. So for example, things like go to the thyroid's out of balance, plate on the right brain, right side of the brain. What's the word? Transmitter on the heart. So I get the messages like that, or I get flashes in my mind's eye. I've got some clairvisual abilities going on, so I might see an amplifier around the heart. I might see a head clamp. I might see some kind of entity behind the person. So then obviously I use my pendulum and I remove that. So it's either messages, direct messages, which I assume is from the other person's higher self, or it's these energies that I'm working with. A lot of what I take off is known to me. Obviously, I've got the books that I'm working from, but I also find new stuff on every different person. Every session is different. So the latest thing that I'm seeing on people are hearts in cages, and the subconscious doesn't always, it doesn't mean that's what it is. The subconscious will give it to me in an image that my subconscious understands, and then I have to thesaurus the actual terminology. So what I see as a cage around the heart could be some kind of surveillance device. So it comes through like that. But what I also get occasionally is sometimes the person's inner child will show up. Or what's been amazing last week was, this is really interesting. There's a lot of elemental souls that are incarnating here at this moment, because 2D, basically AI and the elemental realm had a big battle, and the elemental realm actually beat AI. Elemental realm being nature spirits, your elves, your fairies, your gnomes, your all that kind of malarkey, and your animals, your birds as well. But the elemental realm is still under threat, because AI now is coming out after 3D. Elemental realm is 2D, it's now coming after the 3D realm. So basically a lot of elemental souls have incarnated here now to help with this battle with AI. And last week, I don't know what happened, but I worked on about three people and they were all elemental souls. And the first session had a load of bees, just loads of bees buzzing around. And they stayed and they wanted to make sure that I removed a certain stuff from the heart. And then as soon as I did that, they all buzzed off. And then I worked on a little girl who had amazing energy, just so light and high vibrational. But when I was working on her, I saw all these rabbits and deers and all these beautiful animals came in, and they were also watching what I was doing. And again, I was getting messages to go here and there, and then they all ran off at the end. And then I was working on another lady, and she had birds come in, eagles, and I don't know what it was last week. I was getting a lot of elementals, and it was really beautiful. So a lot of the soul family can come in. Sometimes I see that sometimes these things are formless and they're giving me messages, and often they're very direct. They don't even want to talk to me. They're like, it's almost like, can you just get the job done? They're not rude, but it's like there seems to be an urgency. There seems to be an urgency with these energies, with what we're doing here. There seems to be some kind of what we need to do on this planet right now. There is an urgency towards it. And people are being really encouraged to do the inner work and the healing now on a deep level. So this goes energetically, physically, emotionally, mentally, because where this planet is going, it's not going to be able to hold those low vibrational frequencies like it did before. So there really is a split of people that want to stay low vibe, want to watch TV, eat the junk food. I don't know what's going to happen to them. I really don't. All I know is that we need to do our work, and by doing our work, we're going to affect the people around us. So I went off on a tangent there, so I'm sorry about that. I hope that answers your question, Janine. Therefore, funny makeup. You're still having your little conversation about the fasting guy that I know nothing about, so I'll let that carry on in the background. Will this work help remove the vaccine stuff? Yeah, that's a really good question, Sam. What we're finding is basically everything's frequency, right? So the disease of cancer is a frequency. The flu is a frequency. A cold is a frequency. So what we're doing here, and particularly Abby, her part is she's finding the codes, frequencies, the codes, the coding. Everything's a code. So the same with vaccines, it's a certain code. So our job is to find the code. We find the code, we remove the vaccine damage. That's literally how simple it is in one aspect. So we're hoping, Sam, that it will we will get to that stage. But it's we're obviously monitoring as it goes. So who knows what he's talking about, so he can take it. I'm not sure what that's about. Crystal Star, hi Tony. Do you have any suggestions for EMF protection that interacts with nanotechnology via food? Yes, I do. So you missed, Crystal, you missed the first part of the talk where I spoke about the selenite water. If you buy a shard of selenite crystal, clear crystal, put it in a glass of water, drink the water in the morning every day for 30 days, it'll crystallize your body and it will stop the nanotech from coming back in. With the EMF, black tourmaline is good. Aughanite is good. Aughanite's very good to have around the house. To have around the house. In all honesty, if you can, you should turn your Wi-Fi off at night, because at least turn your phones or don't have your phones around you. I always turn mine off, or put them in another room. But if you can turn the Wi-Fi off, because the Wi-Fi really messes with your dreams at night. And as we were talking before, Wi-Fi, that's low vibrational frequency. So if you're dreaming, you've got a low vibrational frequency net around you, which is Wi-Fi, then chances are your dreams are not going to be as good as they could be. Karima, I'm fasting at the moment, third day now. You guys, you're making me look shit here. I've not done any fasting. I fasted for 6 hours today. That's the last time I ate, if that counts. I'm really proud of you all. Do you know what? It's really good that you're all doing it because you're all encouraging each other. In the group, for people that aren't in the Facebook group, there's a chakra removal group. If you type in chakra removal Tony Sayers, you can join that. But you guys, you all want to connect and encourage each other. It's a lot easier to do all this because, I know what Anastasia's like. If you guys are doing the 2 or 3 day fasting, and that will drive her on to get it done as well. And maybe I'll even start. But I don't feel like I need to do it so much. But that's really good, Karima. I'm so pleased for you. You're really coming on leaps and bounds. So, just using the pendulum to protect myself daily because I feel I need to protect myself even after the removal. I still get attacked via the mind, getting very paranoid and anxious. Yeah, you can practice using the pendulum. The main thing is with using the pendulum is to trust yourself. People, I know when I first started using the pendulum is to trust myself. I'd definitely get some tourmaline, Karima, and wear tourmaline if you haven't already, and get some kyanite, put that by your bedside. Definitely recommend doing that. Yeah, but just trust your connection to your pendulum. Get your yeses and nos. So when I get a yes, it's an up and down movement. My no is a circle. Yours might be different. Any news on book three? Still ongoing at the moment, Claire. We're still working on it. Every time she thinks she's finished, there's more. I don't know how long that's going to take exactly. Yeah, Karima, I'll PM you about that. We'll have a look at that, see what's going on. So schedule says, yeah, go through my website, Crystal. You can go directly. You can actually just go and pay for the session through the website, and I'll email you, and we'll sort out a time. Or you can just email me at Tony at Transcending Times. No, actually, don't use that email. TonySayers79 at gmail.com. Just email me there if you don't go through the website, and we'll sort that out. And I'll give you my PayPal, and we'll sort out a time and everything. Biophonic therapy can help with vaccines. Yeah, I don't know much about that, Karuma. Sounds interesting. Mind broke, so yeah. Also remember to clean your crystals, guys, as well. Make sure under sunlight, I would say the best thing. I don't trust the moon. The moon's the soul meal, so people talk about putting them under the moon. I wouldn't do that. Any tricks to working with the pendulum? No, it's trust. Trust is the big one, because when you're doing it, you don't feel like you're really doing it. So what actually happens with the pendulum is your higher self is connecting with it. And it's just trusting that higher self is working the pendulum. And it's very subtle, if your no is a circular motion, it's not gonna, well, actually it does for me in sessions now, but it will only generally when you start, you might just get a slight movement to one side, and then it becomes recognizable, and then you're like, oh, okay, so that's a no. But it's really time and trust that's that. There's no real shortcuts to working with the pendulum. You really just have to understand that we all have that connection to the higher part of ourselves, and then just trust that you're getting that. And it's like anything. It's like going to the gym. It's like building your muscles. It's the more you do it, the more stronger the connection gets. And that's with anything. And for you guys fasting, that's the same. Willpower is a muscle. If you don't use it, it's weak. If you use it becomes very strong, and you'll be able to be more disciplined in your life, and make better changes, and cut out more of the stuff that doesn't serve you. Tricks to remove overlays. Well, the overlays, I mean, if you're talking about overlays that I'm removing, you have to have the frequencies to be able to do that in the first place. So yeah, I mean, you need to be careful as well, because you don't want to open yourself up, and you start doing things, and these energies are watching, and you know that you can find yourself more attacked. It's no joke. So just be very careful with what you're doing there. If you're just starting out, it's not advisable to start trying to remove heavy stuff if you've never done any kind of work like this before. This is very serious. You can become heavily attacked, as Karima and others in the group will testify. They don't mess around with people. So just be very careful. Sandra, there is a stone called Barite that can also protect from you. Yeah, that's interesting. I've not heard of that, Sandra. That's there's another one for you there, guys. What does it mean to have someone else's energy on you? Sexual energy. Can it be cleared, and how does it get on me? Okay, so psychic attacks are very prominent. If you have someone in your life, isn't the really severe energy, other people's energies, are normally from highly toxic energy vampires. That basically, these are almost like they've kind of lost their souls, and imagine they're kind of like an empty vessel almost. And there's a vampire that has infiltrated that person. So that vampire cannot get the energy from itself. So it has to get it from other people. And the way it does that is it targets people with a lot of light, empaths, sensitive people. So it will try and steal that person's energy. So you've almost got to look at some people is almost like a walking vessel that's been infiltrated, and it gets it by intensely obsessing. That can be jealousy. It can be any kind of obsession. It can be just wanting you, what just wanting just wanting your energy all the time, just draining you. And actually, a lot of the biggest shifts people feel in sessions are when I get onto the psychic attacks and I return life force energy from people. See, the deeper you go with this, the better it is. So what happens in sessions is I can remove psychic attacks generally, and yeah, we can go so deep, but if you say to me, Tony, can you remove psychic attacks from Joe Bloggs? Then you're really getting into something, because you're being more specific. So with energy work, the more specific you can be, the better. And I've mentioned before that other humans can actually, we call them thought form entities, can actually create entities that stick onto your energy field. So if you've got Joe Bloggs that's really, really jealous of you, and the jealousy is driving him to hatred, then he can actually create an entity that sticks on your energy field and then starts siphoning your energy. And so I guess that's what it means. In terms of sexual energy, yeah, I mean, I've spoken about this before. When we have sex, you're opening up a massive, massive energy portal, which basically has the ability to create life. So you know, anything that's, it depends how, what the sex is like. So if you have sex that is between two loving partners, there's a lot of love there, there's a lot of connection, you know, then these energies are going to find that a lot more difficult to infiltrate, because the sex itself will be more of a high vibration. But if you have a sexual example where you go out w maybe you go out with the boys, you drink 10 pints, the girls had 15 tequilas, you go home and you start engaging in low vibrational sex and you're both drunk and you've been drinking spirits, which when you look at the word, what does that mean, spirits? Then you're opening yourself to a lot of nasty attachments. And the thing with sex is you become corded to that person for life unless you have some kind of energy clearing, which is something that I include in my sessions, which cut the energy cords come off in the overlays in the first part of the session. So you have to, we have to be very careful when we have sex, and obviously we're not told about this. That this is why low vibrational sex is encouraged. We live in a very promiscuous society. I mean, Sam, you'll probably agree with me. Back in the day, men, we're encouraged to go out and sleep with women. It's mind control. And not only does that demonize the divine feminine energy and bastardize it, it's encouraging promiscuity, whereby these energies and entities are waiting to infiltrate. So yeah, they can be cleared, and that's basically how it gets on you. I mean, we take on everyone. If you go into a crowded room, you're going to take on a lot of energy. It's just how this reality is. But yeah, so hopefully that answers your question. Soul retrieval. Okay, so yeah, so basically with the soul, what happens is, the soul is a little bit like the subconscious mind in a way, although we don't lose the subconscious mind. But what happens with the soul, when you're born into this world, you obviously have your 100% of your soul. And then if you have traumas or relationship breakups, then the soul can fracture. And we lose part of our soul essence. And this is why relationship breakups can be so painful, because not only are you potentially losing a person, there is a battle going on for part of the soul. Yeah, again, what I do in a session is we do a soul retrieval. And some people are walking around with like 40, 50% of their soul, because they've, perhaps they've been involved in child abuse and then they had two toxic relationships, and then their mother betrayed them, and the soul is like it's 50% not even there, which is interesting. But it's yeah, that's the other thing to be aware of. So Jeanette, if you watch porn, you're a big target. Yeah, I agree, porn is very low vibrational. That opens you up completely, and I've written another book about that. It's called Plugged Into Porn. Again, that's on Amazon, and I talk about holding your seed. If you hold your seed, then there's a lot of benefits to that, because you're keeping that life force energy within you. Porn is terrible. I mean, we've all done it. I'm pretty much ashamed that that I used to look at it. But it's really dark, porn is, and yeah, not good. Absolutely right. You literally are full of it. Okay, not sure what you mean, but whatever. Sam, yeah, I agree about that as well. I get drunk, get someone in bed, wake up, repeat. Yeah, I know, it's shameful, isn't it? Really shameful. So is it based on lust with, yeah, it's all about lust, isn't it? This is it, it's lust over love. That's what they want. They don't want see, they don't want any kind of really authentic, beautiful connections. And again, in the sessions, what I do, what we have on us are grids that stop us from meeting soulmates, soul tribes, stop us connecting and vibing with people that we really get on with. Because if we do that and we make true connections, then we become much more of a threat to the matrix. And I know this from meeting my partner, who, we're completely on the same path in terms of what she's doing. Really, dovetails perfectly with what I'm doing, and you can see why, where there would be manipulations and love bites and all that along the way, I really see how that dynamic is taking place. So yeah, it's all about stopping connection. Everything's divide and rule. You know, we live in divide and rule society. You know, people blaming immigrants and Muslims and hating black people, gay people. It's all about divide and rule, and that's no different to anything. And actually, even more interesting, even in relationships, with these grids, they have us. When we find a partner, there's these grids that keep us bashing heads with each other. It's interesting. This sexual energy is really strong. We do not know a lot about it yet. You're absolutely right, Karima. We have not been told or taught how strong the sexual energy is. I mean, as I understand sexual energy, it has the ability to manifest into this world. We can manifest stuff. We can anchor. You know, I've said before, sex between a loving partnership can anchor essence energy down onto this reality. And what's that going to do? That's going to raise the frequency of the planet. So can you imagine if you had 7 billion people having sex like that? You know, we'd be living in a totally different. And that's not the bastardized tantric shit that's going out there on islands like Koh Phangan and all that. That's more new age deception, I think. It doesn't sit right with me. There's something about it. There's something snaky about it. We just got to be really careful with all this stuff that's coming out now. I had the same attack sexually on the etheric plane. I hope they cannot attack me anymore. So you moved. Yeah, the cords are removed, in that respect, Karima, in the session. Life force creation. I mean, what, think about it. You know, there's nothing else more powerful when you actually word it like that. There's nothing more powerful than that. So we've been going an hour, guys. Has anyone got any more questions? If not, I'm probably going to call it a night soon. I'm happy to stay on for another 10 minutes or so. 10, 15 minutes. If not, we'll just bail out now. It's been a good one. Don't actually know how to even end this. Hello, I'm new here, but I was guided to you after I asked for help. Oh, well, that's really beautiful, Christine. Sorry, Christy. What kind of help are you looking for? What's going on, Christy, if you don't mind sharing? If you're a bit worried about sharing here, because I realize we're on a live feed, you can email me directly, tonysayers79@gmail.com, and we can talk over email, as I'm not sure what's going on, but it's nice that you've been guided here. We're a friendly bunch. We're very open-minded. And there's no holds barred. There's no taboos. We're all completely aware of our shit that we've got. And so it's all okay. We hold a good space in here. Karima, tantric is completely distorted. Real knowledge comes from ancient. Yeah, I agree, Karima. I live on the islands in Thailand, and I live quite close to Koh Phangan. And oh my God, it's so snaky over there with the tantric scene. A lot of women going over there, getting more damaged. They going over there to get help and getting caught into these sexual tantric groups, and it's a right mess over here. It's distorted spirituality again. Will you be teaching your implant removal process? Yeah, that's the goal, Crystal. Eventually we will. There's 7 billion people here, so you know there needs to be more of us doing this for sure. We just need to make sure we collate all the information before. There's no teaching it yet because we don't have all the information. So thank you for your time, Tony. I have to go. Oh, thanks, Janine. Yeah, great input today. And yeah, send me that email, and we'll get things sorted on that front. Christy, I'm super super sensitive empath. I'm a natural healer and feel like I was fixed to your removal of chakra and other attachments. Yeah, it's the way it goes, Christy. A lot of empaths and sensitive types are very highly targeted. I'm already kind of getting your blueprint. I probably you're a non-human soul, so you've probably been targeted your whole life. Probably had a lot of trauma, no doubt. Happens to the super sensitive ones because the super sensitive ones are actually here to help change the world and raise the vibration. So, if that's your story, then you probably resonate with most people in this group. So, the good thing is that you can get over all this, and there is a way to heal. And the implant removal, chakra removal is definitely helpful because it removes a lot of the interference you might be experiencing. A lot of the AI, alien implants, that stuff. And also we do the emotional healing as well. So everything is set up here to help the empaths and step into their power. Thank you for responding. I'm a really good healer, but something is stopping me and I find it difficult to work on myself. Well, what's stopping you is probably the interference. The interference is that's if you're a healer, you're an empath, you're super sensitive, then they're gonna target you for sure. They don't want people healing others, that's for sure. Are your sessions expensive? To answer your question, no, they're not. There's chakra removals sessions out there that are $400. Without all the two or three books of overlays that I do, I charge $130, and it's about an hour to 2 hour sessions, which go really, really deep. So, no, they're not expensive. They're worth every penny. Claire, I think we need to get the Facebook group more active and us post more. Yeah, you guys just start sharing about the fasts and all that stuff. I'd really love to see it more active. Let's start posting about all aspects of this because it all ties together, the physical, emotional, and metaphysical. I want to help others, but I need to help too. I'm assuming you mean help there. Yeah, that's beautiful, Christy. Yeah, I mean that's lovely. You want to help others, and we all need help. I've needed help. The reason I actually learned how to do this was because I needed help. I was getting attacked. So I was drawn to this work because I needed help. So it's okay. It's okay to want help. We all need to give each other a lift up soon, every now and then. So a lot of interference. Yeah, Christy, email me afterwards. Like I say, you can go to my website, transcendingtimes.org, or just email me directly, tonysayers79@gmail.com. Well done, Sam, for putting up video. Yeah, Claire, that's your next challenge. We want to see a video in the group. Are you up for that? That's the next Claire challenge. Claire Ford's like, she's like, if there was a league table, Claire Ford's, she's got to be up there with pushing herself, I think. Sam's up there as well. I just love it. This is why I love doing this. You're all striding forward. It's just so, it's fantastic to see. Really, both me and Anastasia, we're always talking about all your progress, and it's so heartening to see all of this. I feel everything. I see or touch. Wow, you're a sensitive one, Christy, aren't you? Really, 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 really sensitive. Well, actually, Christy Karima, who's commented below, she was very targeted. So we moved a lot of the interference around her. So she might need a bit of a touch up, but maybe you two can connect. Where could I contact you and get on? Okay, so Christy, we also have a Facebook page. So if you type in chakra removal Tony Sayers in the search in Facebook, then you can join the group. You're more than welcome. We're a friendly bunch. Or, like I say, you can contact me directly on my website, transcendingtimes.org, or my email. So, Sam, how do we deal with the resistance from people we line up for healing? Mate, just you can show a horse to water, you can't make them drink. There's a lot of pushback on this because people have got this amnesic love for chakras because they're nice rainbow colors. They've been hoodwinked, and I mean, I was there's and also you're battling against the Agent Smiths. The Agent Smiths, I see it when I post in groups. As soon as you post about chakras, bang, there's like this massive resistance. So all I'd say, mate, is you be a living example to these people, which you will be, and sow the seed and tell them about it, but don't waste your energy trying to convince people. It's not actually it's not our job to convince them. It's they've got to come to the conclusion themselves. But I appreciate all the effort you put in, mate, because I know you're bigging this up. So I reckon we should do a group webinar, get people on it who are thinking about doing it. Yeah, group webinar. I'm up for all of that. Karima, yeah, I'm finally get out of medication after 10 years. So proud of myself. Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, I'm feeling some weird feeling in my head as I'm talking. Probably the Matrix. Yeah, Karima, that's great. You're all doing fantastic. It's not easy. It's not easy. There is a purge with it. It can get a bit, uncomfortable. It can get a bit emotional, especially if you go down the emotional healing route as well, which I recommend everyone does, because the energy clearing is it's really only half the picture. Sandra, I can relate. Christy, also very sensitive and empathic. It's hard for us, but that shows how powerful we are. Tony and Anastasia's work is very encouraging. Oh, thanks, Sandra. You're a star. And we love working with you all. It's what I like about this is there's a real closeness between us all that's starting to develop. And I think it would be great one day if, I don't know, maybe we all met up in Thailand or something. I don't know. We're probably going to come back to Europe next year for a few months, and maybe we can do a little European tour. I definitely want to go to the Netherlands because there's such a huge interest in the Netherlands in this work. It's crazy. And actually, I've worked on quite a few German people, Sandra, last week as well. So I think there might be something going on in Germany as well. But I think I'll speak to Anastasia about it, but I'd really love to maybe do a little European tour. Maybe we have a weekend in Amsterdam and then a weekend in Berlin or wherever you are, Sandra. I can't remember. Sorry, apologies. I don't know where you are in Germany. But let's see how that pans out. And Claire, of course, I'm going to come back to Essex. Me, you, and Alison, we're the Essex represent. I'm so proud there's three people in Essex in the group. We need to empower ourselves and co-create. Yeah, we do. We absolutely do it. And it's great coming together and online, but it's so much better when you meet face to face. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Okay. Right, guys, I'm going to call it a day now because it's getting quite late here and I'm getting tired. And I need to work out how I actually stop this video. Yeah, I'm going to thank you all, and I'm going to say good night. So I'm going to end this now, and I'll see you on the other side. See you in the group. Remember, guys, if you want to contact me on the website transcendingtimes.org, or on the email tonysayers79@gmail.com, or on Facebook, just PM me, and we'll speak again soon. All right, love to you all. Take care. Bye bye.